More information was revealed about the cluster of COVID-19 cases in Grand Bank involving a retirement facility on Thursday. Two press conferences were held to discuss the issue. One was with Eastern Health officials. The other was a special COVID-19 briefing by Health Minister John Hagee and Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Janet Fitzgerald. VOCM's Richard Duggan attended the latter of the two events virtually and questioned Hagee and Fitzgerald about the situation.
Dr. Fitzgerald, you mentioned just a few minutes ago that this person, the initial case, is not a rotational worker. Can you tell us where this case arrived from?
So the index case is the first case that we become aware of. That person was in contact with a traveler who had tested positive. So that's what happened there.
Okay, and in terms of this person's activities, do you believe that there was any sort of violation of public health measures in this situation?
So the details, you know, I can't really comment on the details of any one individual case, but there are, you know, with everybody, there are measures in place to ensure that people are being as safe as possible. And we certainly would hope that and expect that people are following those guidelines and those rules, because in some cases there are actually special measures orders.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the plan that was announced a few months ago in terms of how we respond to any sort of rise in cases in any one area would be that there would be a tightening of restrictions, if necessary, in particular regions of the province. So given this rise in cases in Grand Bank, are we considering tightening restrictions in that area?
So at this point, we're still very early in that investigation. But at this point, what we're finding is that all of these cases are connected. So we're not seeing any spread, beyond that cluster. If we had what we call non-epidemiologically linked cases, so if we had cases where we could not find the source of the infection and we couldn't relate it back to travel or to a cluster, that would be quite concerning for us. And those are the cases that we worry about the most, because they could be an indicator of wider community transmission that we just don't know about yet, because people haven't gotten sick enough to end up in hospital or they haven't come forward to get tested. So those are the things we worry about. But if we all do our part and we keep our contacts down, if we make sure that we stay at home if we're sick, if we get tested with mild symptoms, even mild symptoms, then, you know, we can reduce the risk of community transmission. I'm not saying that we will exclude it completely. We have seen how that can happen in other areas that honestly have done everything right and have put in as much effort as we have put in this province to keep their cases low. We can just see how it can explode very quickly. So, you know, we all have to be aware that that's a possibility, and we all have to do our part to reduce the risk as much as possible.
There are workers, care workers, going in and out of Blue Ridge Cottages. So I was just wondering, what protections, or are there any protections being put in place to help protect those workers now that we know that they're going into an area where there have been confirmed cases?
From our point of view, the operators of Blue Crest, it's run under the auspices of Eastern Health, have access to any PPE they may need, and that's an operational issue for Eastern Health to address. We have no PPE shortages in our supply chain at the moment, and our inventory of what we would like to have, for want of a better word, in terms of pandemic supplies, is pretty well 80% of where we would like it to be should we have another surge.
Meanwhile, Dr. Fitzgerald, she became impassioned with her plea for people to follow public health guidance yesterday. Here is what she had to say.
As I've been saying for quite some time now, we should all be avoiding gatherings. This is not normal times, okay? This is not 2019, this is 2020, and 2020 is quite different from last year. So we need to make sure that we're reducing our contacts as much as possible everywhere in this province, not just on the Burren Peninsula. That's where the story is today. Tomorrow it could be on the Northern Peninsula, and the next day it could be on the Port-au-Port Peninsula. So we need, and it can be anywhere, it can be in central Newfoundland, I'm not trying to pick on peninsulas, but, you know, it's... this is something that we all need to take very seriously. You only need to look at what's happening elsewhere in the country to realize how quickly this can get out of hand. And I cannot stress it enough how important it is to follow the guidelines that we have put out. We should be looking at this very similarly to how we looked at things in April and really try to reduce our contacts as much as possible. There, as I said yesterday, there's a tsunami just out there off our shores, and I'm telling you, it's just waiting to crash down on us. And we cannot keep it at bay with travel restrictions. We cannot keep it at bay with quarantine. It's going to take all of us doing our part to keep things safe here in this province. And we are going to see cases, and we're probably going to see clusters. But as I said, if you have 15, 20 contacts, and we have been seeing that contacts have been going up lately, that we've had more contacts with some of these cases that we're tracing. If we continue to see that, then we're going to have a bigger risk of spread. So it's really, really important for people to keep their contacts down.